Espresso English Podcast, Episode 20, 16 Common Collocations with the Word Time. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Collocations are simply common combinations of words that are frequently used together by native speakers. Learning collocations can help you improve your vocabulary and make it easier to speak because you don't have to think so much about combining individual words. You're learning the words together. So in today's lesson, I'm going to take one of the most common English words, the word time, and teach you 16 different words that are typically used together with the word time. The first one is spend time. Spend time is to pass your time doing some activity. For example, I spend a lot of time studying English. Number two, waste time. To waste time is to do something that is not a good use of your time. For example, stop wasting time playing computer games and get to work. Number three, make time for. If you make time for something, it means you have a busy schedule, but you try to create some availability. For example, I need to make time for regular exercise. Maybe I can go to the gym before work. Number four, save time. Something that is efficient and gives you extra time saves time. For example, shopping online saves me time because I don't have to wait in line at the store. Number five, free time or spare time. Free time or spare time is time in which you have no obligations or commitments and you can do whatever you want. For example, in my free time, I enjoy reading, painting, and cooking. Number six, have time. This means be available to do something. For example, I'd like to take violin lessons, but I don't have enough time. Number seven, kill time or pass the time. These expressions mean to do something to make the time pass faster while you're waiting for something else. For example, let's bring some magazines to help pass the time on the train ride. In this example, you're waiting to arrive at your destination, and the train ride might be a little bit boring, so you bring magazines to help pass the time, to help the time seem to go faster. Number eight, take your time. The expression take your time means you can use as much time as you want. You don't have to go fast. For example, if you're at the store and you're considering buying a computer, you could say, I like all of these computers. I'm not sure which one I want to buy yet. The salesperson might respond, That's okay. Take your time. Again, this means you can take as much time as you need to make your decision. Number nine, on time. On time means on schedule, at the right time. For example, it's important to arrive on time for a job interview. Number 10, just in time. This means at the perfect time. It's similar to on time. But just in time usually means immediately before something else happens. For example, Hi Henry, have a seat. You got here just in time for dinner. This means he arrived immediately before dinner. Number 11. Have a hard time or have a rough time. A hard time or a rough time refers to something difficult or a difficult period in life. For example, I'm having a hard time solving this math problem. Could you help me? Having a hard time is similar to having trouble or having difficulty. Number 12. It's about time. It's about time is an expression that means finally. For example, it's about time they fixed the air conditioner in my classroom. It's been broken for 3 years. The expression, it's about time, is informal, and it implies that something took more time than it really should have. Number 13. Pressed for time. If you are pressed for time, it means you are in a rush or in a hurry. You need to do something and you don't have enough time. For example, sorry, I can't talk at the moment. I'm a bit pressed for time. Can I call you back later? Number 14. Run out of time. If you run out of time, it means you have no more time before the limit. For example, I ran out of time before I finished the test, so I didn't answer the last 5 questions. Number 15. Stall for time. This means to delay something on purpose, intentionally. For example, my son didn't want to go to bed, so he tried to stall for time by asking me to read him another bedtime story. Number 16. Take time off. This means not go to work, take a vacation day. For example, I'm taking some time off in July to go camping with my family. So now you know 16 common collocations with the word time. And if you'd like to learn a lot more collocations, I have the perfect ebook for you. It's called 1000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. This ebook has 50 short lessons, and each one teaches you common collocations about a certain topic. Then there's a quiz so that you can practice the expressions and remember them better. To get this ebook, visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and then click on 1000 Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day to get more information and read some sample chapters. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.